Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Bridge the Atlantic, where we get to know the people behind the creative industries. We're your hosts, music web designer Ross Barber-Smith, owner of Electric Kiwi, where we create awesome custom websites for bands, artists, and musicians.
And I'm award-winning singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and indie filmmaker, Marcia Novelli.
This week we're joined by LA-based singer-songwriter Jessica Rotter. Jessica's voice has been heard across multiple genres, from movies, TV shows and commercials, to backing vocals and collaborations with other artists, all in addition to her original songs. The list of artists she has worked with includes names such as Daft Punk, Carole King, Alicia Keys, Sam Smith, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, and more.
Jessica is just as comfortable using her voice in a major feature film. Credits include Pitch Perfect 1 and 2 and Frozen, my son Skylar's favorite film, as she is performing one of her original songs live. Following the success of charting number one on Hype Machine with her mashup of Stay Animal with Emily Columbier, Jessica's most powerful and ambitious project to date, the full-length release of Planes is just around the corner, and we're excited to hear all about it and the advice Jessica would offer to her fellow musicians and artists. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
It is so great to have you on here. And why don't we just jump right into it and have you tell us three things about yourself that everyone should know?
Okay. I'm just going to go lofty. Is that okay?
That's great.
Let's do it. So I'm a free spirit. I really like freedom. I think that life is too short for ugly things. Which doesn't mean always visual. I don't put bad stuff in my life. And what was my third one? I thought about this before. Hang on.
I can say that you're so LA already. That's all I can say. And that's a good thing in my eyes. I want to move out to LA. You are so LA.
You know what? I grew up here and I should go to a speech therapist because I really, my voice, I'm such a valley girl. And thankfully I studied singing, so I don't sing the way I speak. But wait, what was my third thing? I really can't remember. Well,
that's okay.
I'm a girl. You're so I'm a girl.
Okay.
I'm a mom.
Okay.
I'm a musician. I feel like I could do this better.
It's okay.
No, what? That can count as one of your things. I mean, I feel like I could do this better too. So that would probably be one of my things.
I feel I can do this a lot better too. But we never do we, Ross?
We're still
wait,
learning.
I remember.
What is it?
Because you guys sent over like a list of like, okay, these might be the things we talk about. So no, here's my third thing. Is I'm a big believer in everyone shining their light.
Because that's okay. We're on the same wavelength though. That's kind of,
well, you know,
we're on the same
but
wavelength.
It's true because I feel like so many people are frequently shy and not letting themselves be exactly who they are. And that's one of the big lessons I've learned too in my journey as a musician and in my career is to just be yourself and be proud of who you are and shine.
Damn straight.
Yeah. Definitely.
So you say you're a free spirit and you really like freedom. Elaborate.
Okay, well, I just really like traveling and I think that we shouldn't feel limited. Even when we make decisions, we should feel like we're able to constantly be changing and moving and growing and yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. So through listening to your tracks, which Marcio and I both love, and also through reading your bio, it's pretty clear that you're a musical storyteller. Why do you think it's important to tell stories through music? And what advice do you have for artists who maybe struggle to get their stories heard? whether that's through their music or not so much through the music?
Well, I think that humans are storytellers, and I think that it's kind of an innate thing that we have to tell stories. And I don't think that stories have to be a linear thing where it's like a plot and we tell that kind of story. I feel like I tell aesthetic stories, and that's when I was actually studying filmmaking, that's kind of what I realized about myself, is that I appreciate creating moments and creating aesthetic journeys that are maybe not linear. And that's what I've been having a lot of fun with writing music too, is that you don't have to tell a story at the beginning or at the end or in the middle. You can just tell a story of a moment or an emotion or a character. And I think that as far as advice goes, I think that when you're really being authentic and you're being true to yourself and you're really listening to what's going on in your soul and in your head, stories kind of come naturally. And you don't have to define them as a plot story. It's not like, you know, there's so many great country songs that are plot stories, or, you know, talking about someone and their boyfriend or whatever. But I don't think that that's necessarily the story we all have to tell.
No, I think I can relate to you very, very much so. And I think I take a similar approach where it's, I think a lot of people can relate to that a little bit more too. I mean, that's a secondary thing. That's not, I don't think it's your primary reason for doing that. But, you know, secondarily, if it's more open and more just of a moment, I think people can jump in and make that mean something to them. With nothing against country music, I'm not really big on country, but with nothing against it, and like you said, a lot of times it's about a linear story. I find it a lot harder to relate to. It's more so like, you know, just for me. Maybe that's one of the reasons. Yeah, exactly.
I can't relate.
I don't really drink much alcohol.
Yeah.
I run into, you know, I'm vegan. I don't drink. I don't drink. Right. I don't eat steak.
I'm gonna hunt the animals.
We're being really, really stereotypical right now, which is terrible.
Right, but no, but there is a lot of good. I really do. I'm a big fan of old school country and that
similar,
kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Really,
like the more Americana kind of folky stuff, rather than like
Johnny Cash is amazing.
Oh, yeah. Like the whole new like country rap thing that has a lot of
country?
Amazing merit.
That's my favorite genre.
That's my favorite too. That's what I hope to be
on my album.
I heard that. You know, Winter Sun especially was just like, you know, I heard
a lot
about that.
The rap break is really amazing, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Well, anyway, how does your I'm curious to how your approach varies when you're working on music for, say, a commercial, or when you're working on material for your own album. I just feel it would be a very different approach. Maybe it's not, but
totally
I feel like
different.
It would be very
different. Totally
approach.
Different. That actually was the biggest struggle writing my album, because I started singing when I was 4, and I have done so many different projects for so many different things. And when you grow up in a session singing world, there's a lot of warping your voice. There's a lot of putting on a character, and it's really fun, and it, you know, feeds the actor side in me. But you don't know who you are. I didn't really create a musical identity until college, when I was just writing songs and it was just coming out. And I was like, hey, okay, this is my actual voice. Because up until then, I was studying musical theater and opera, and those are all characters. And even with commercials and all of that, it's like a session singer voice where you sing songs that are great, but you just put on this sweet thing and there's a lot of smiling. And so it's a completely different world. And I think finding my authentic voice was a very meaningful part of my musical journey.
How would you say you found your authentic voice?
I just started making choices without thinking about who had input or who cared or who I was catering to. And I stopped catering. And I just said, okay, I'm writing this song, and these are the instruments that I think are supposed to be here, and this is the sound that I think I want. And I worked with one of my good friends, Kaz Brindis. He produced the album. And at the very beginning, I was just singing him my songs and playing them on piano. And I'd be like, I don't know what this is. I'm just writing this song. I know I don't want to be like this. I know I don't want to be like this, but I know that I want it to sound earthy and folksy and all of this stuff. And then I just started saying, okay, well, I hear this part. I hear this string part. I hear this mandolin part. I hear this banjo part. And then we kind of found the sound together. And then I said, well, this is me and here I am and I'm comfortable. And that's exactly what I listen to. And this is exactly what I love. And here it is. I guess it was authentic because I wasn't trying to make a radio song. I wasn't trying to make a pop song. I was just making what was coming up.
Yeah, so it felt and sounded right to you in that moment. And now you listen back and you think, yeah, this is me.
Yeah, so that was the beginning. That was the very beginning of this. And now I know it's going to be a lot. Now that I get it. Like, for example, a year ago, I played my first solo show ever, which was very nerve-wracking. But the band a year ago has completely changed the band now is completely different than it was a year ago. I was playing with a very standard band, a bass, you know, guitar, drums, etc. And now I play with cello, electric harp, guitar.
I like that.
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing.
That's great. That's
yeah.
Great.
It's just a completely different style. Well, not completely style, but it's a different instrumentation, and it just creates a completely different mood.
Absolutely, a different arrangement.
Yeah.
That's great, and it sounds like again, I can relate to you very much on this. It seems like you very much co-produce your albums. Because you know what you want, but you're working with someone else, allowing a little bit of creative input too, I assume. Mm-hmm. And it's a collaboration when it comes to the sound of your album, and maybe that producer's helping you bring it to life, what you want, you know, the album to be. That's the same way I work. Whereas I couldn't really imagine, I don't know about you, I couldn't imagine just handing it all over to someone and being like, okay, you know, turn it into what you think it should be turned into.
Right,
I mean, that
right.
would be interesting. That would be an interesting kind of workshop for like a song, or, you know, see where it goes. But generally speaking, especially when you're putting something out under your name, it's like, you got to feel like it's you. I mean, that's just how I am. I mean, some people maybe they just see dollar signs and they want that, but.
I think at this point, now that I've created a full album, I think I would be able to trust someone a little bit more because now my sound is established. But at the beginning of this, I had to create it, you know, I had to create it myself. So, right. So having that journey was important, but now I probably could say, this is who I am. I want to hear your spin on it, because then it would still have who I am there. You can hear
right.
what it is.
That would be interesting for sure.
If Danger Mouse was like, hey, I want to produce your next album, I'd be like, sure.
That would be a really interesting thing to hear.
But did you hear his album with Norah Jones?
I didn't. No, I've not heard it.
Oh, it's great. It's really good.
I always think it'd be interesting to pair up with someone that just like, I'd love to like work with, say, Timbaland or something like that. Something you would never expect, like a singer-songwriter of the alt pop rock world to work with. And I think something cool would come out of that.
I definitely think so. And I think that
One Republic.
Like, right, exactly. I think so many different producers have so many different voices and sounds in their heads anyway. And that's what makes them so talented. So I really do think that some amazing stuff can happen when you mash up genres.
For sure.
Yeah, definitely. Now, you provided backing vocals for artists such as Alicia Keys and Carole King. What did that experience teach you, and how have you used that, you know, how have you used what you've learned in your own music? I guess this maybe kind of applies to the session, like the other kind of session work you've done as well, but anything specific that you've learned from those artists or those experiences?
Yeah, it's not necessarily, I don't think it's necessarily informed my music, but it has taught me important life lessons. I think working with people that are as established as they are informed me more of how to relate to people that are that established. And, you know, there's a little bit of intimidating. It's kind of intimidating to work with Carole King, and she has such a legacy. But then meeting her and seeing what an amazing down-to-earth woman she is and all the good work she does and how she's able to really stand firm on her music, it was inspiring to me. I definitely, sorry, a fly just landed on my nose. Was there a fly in my house? I don't know, it helps you release nerves. The more people you work with that are at that level, the less stage fright you get. And And also, I think Carole King is a really interesting person because she didn't build her career on, I don't know, being a sex symbol or really anything but her amazing music and her awesome, unique voice. So I guess that inspired me. And yeah, the more cool people you work with, the less scared you are when you work with more cool people.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we'll can relate to that.
That. We'll on that. Not a very quotable quote.
That's why
we'll,
I like
we'll rework it.
No, we won't. I want it just the way it is.
Yeah.
But no, you know what? Like, I think Ross and I can even relate. The more we've even done this show, and you know, the more people we've interviewed, and you know, some people that were we've admired throughout the years, whatever, and just realize that you know, people are people, you know, and there's good and bad people everywhere.
Really?
And, you know, and in fact, a lot of times these people who have really established themselves and seen a lot of success are actually pretty down to earth, surprisingly.
Well,
you know?
That was the other thing I was going to say is that, especially Alicia Keys and Carole King, they are the sweetest people. And that's so important because there have been other artists that I've worked with, I obviously won't name any names, that were awful and didn't even thank you and just like are in their own egotistical world. And you're like, do you realize that this whole moment is being created by all of us? And I know that you're singing the solo, but we're here supporting you. And when people are like that, it's just awful. So I know, obviously, I'm like very much starting out, but if I were to ever be at that level, I will always remember to treat everybody with that much respect.
Absolutely.
People are people and everyone's equal.
And you're,
you can quote that. That's a shirt.
Yes.
I like that. I like that. And, but also, like, you're going to always remember that moment as, you know, a shitty moment. And why do you want to put that energy out in the world? Shouldn't you, especially if you're in a level, a place that you can have influence on people. Like, you know, it sounds like you had a great experience with Carole King and Alicia Keys. I mean, you've taken something positive from that. They put something positive out. Even if it was just not being a douchebag, that's positive. Even if it was just them not being like this other person you're talking about. I mean, like, that's positive.
Your smile goes so far.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Anyway, are you ready for 20 questions?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Are you scared?
I'm really afraid.
I'm really scared.
Okay, good. You ready?
Hmm?
Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Meat or veggies?
Veggies.
Good. Almost got sad there as my vegan heart. TV or Netflix?
Netflix.
Twitter or Facebook?
Facebook.
Yoga or yogurt?
Yoga.
Yes. We're getting along well here, Dustin.
Oh, good.
So far. We'll see how the rest of this
We'll see how it takes a dive.
Melody or rhythm?
Melody.
I knew you'd pick that. House of Cards or Orange is the New Black?
Orange is the New Black. Sorry.
I think I love House of Cards, but I think we'd pick Orange is the Black collectively.
I've never seen House of Cards yet, so.
Oh, it's good.
So, too I'd go with Orange. Okay.
I'm gonna start guessing her answers.
Okay.
Okay, you do that. The Beatles or the Rolling Stones?
The Beatles.
Beatles.
Yeah.
Every single answer you've done in my mind, I already knew. I don't know. It's weird. Friends or Seinfeld?
Friends. Oh, sorry.
Friends. That was more of a hope.
Let me tell you. I know I'm not. This is lightning, but. I think both shows are excellent. I've just watched more Friends than Seinfeld. I think if I watched both of them right now in my life, I'd probably choose Seinfeld. But I haven't watched as much of Seinfeld.
I think Seinfeld's way better.
Okay, probably is.
That's just me.
Canada or Scotland?
Sorry, Scotland.
Ah. Oh.
I spent time there and it's just, I haven't spent time in all of Canada. I've only been to British Columbia. It's gorgeous there. It's gorgeous.
I've never been to British Columbia.
Beautiful there.
I've told it's really beautiful. By the way, this is so not a lightning round, Ross. This is like, it's not you, Jessica. It's us. This is more like
noticing that. Your
this is more of like an
really
eye of
tough.
The stone storm. This is like the eye of the storm round.
Yeah, totally.
Ryan Gosling or Ryan Reynolds?
Gosling, because of his interests. not because looks. This gorgeous. Is not based on looks.
Because he's gorgeous, yes.
I met Ryan Gosling in person. We had no chemistry. It was the sad moment of my life.
Oh, that's so sad.
Because we had such a chance. He was totally going to date me. Up, but.
Hey, why not?
Lennon or McCartney? And again, this isn't about looks. This is about who you think's a better songwriter.
I'm going to say Lennon.
Ooh.
I think Paul McCartney, like, he's had more time to do awesome stuff, and they're both amazing. But I think, I don't know, maybe it's not based on songs, maybe it's on people.
Yeah, I was going to say Lennon as a person, McCartney as a person. For me. Mm-hmm. For me. Yeah. Education or experience?
Experience.
Bob Dylan or Bob Marley?
Dylan.
Now, this next one is really, really important. Michael Jackson or Michael Bolton? The Bolt, remember? For short.
Jackson.
And he has power grabs, too, remember? He has all his videos has a power
I know,
grab.
You know, really, they're too like different that. To choose between.
They're exact. To us, I really think
exactly
they're at the same level.
You're right.
Exactly.
You're right. Exactly.
Yeah. Totally.
For me, they're on completely different levels, but let's not go there. With Bolton
and I think
being,
you mean the Bolt is way up.
Oh, love him.
No,
he's,
Jackson's
he's
awesome.
So awesome. Celine Dion or Marilyn Manson?
Celine Dion.
And this is like
I don't
80,
know. Like this is the
this
weirdest.
Is
like I really could explain reasons for choosing both answers. I will choose Celine Dion because I have been a huge fan. But I think that Marilyn Manson is more of a unique human.
Agreed.
And I'm always pro unique people.
Well, I always encourage Celine Dion dressed as Marilyn Manson because Marilyn Manson dressed as Celine Dion isn't really that strange.
It's probably already happened.
It's actually it's more tame than I think Marilyn Manson is. And it probably
that
has happened.
Happened. No. Celine Dion needs to dress up as Marilyn Manson.
I know, right?
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
Ricky Gervais or Ricky Martin?
Gervais.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Right? Why is that even a question?
Yeah,
sorry.
I don't even know. Like,
oh, poor Ricky Martin.
I'm sorry, Martin. It's his like, favorite show to watch.
Yeah.
Whale or kale?
Whale? Like a sea animal whale?
Yeah,
or
like
whale?
A... Yeah, a like a blue whale or a...
Or a
sperm whale. I prefer to eat kale, and I think whales are beautiful. I'm not choosing.
She's being so democratic right now, so diplomatic. Okay,
school,
so
I made shirts that said "Rescate las ballenas," which means "save the whales" in Spanish, and I like gave them to everyone. So maybe I'll choose whale.
Okay.
So LA, Bette Midler or the Riddler?
Bette Midler, always Bette Midler.
And the final question is
Ross or Marcio?
That's stupid. I'm not answering that.
It's important. It's important. It's a really important. You know what? Because you picked Scotland, I'm just gonna assume that you picked Marcio. And
okay,
I don't want to hear
pick
it.
Marcio,
there
so that you feel better.
I always get the petty picks.
Yeah, it's actually funny because that happens a lot. It's like, well, because I feel bad, I'll pick you, Marcio. It's okay. He's used to it.
I don't feel.
I had
I
a good round. I got a good
I'm
round
just
last
trying to
week.
Give you guys each a pro answer.
Well, since you're so kind to make us feel good, and maybe you can make some other people feel good with some advice. We're big on authenticity on the show. We've said it again and again. We like to bring genuine people on the show that like to create some genuine art and put some positivity on the world. And from what we've heard, you're definitely on that level. So what advice would you give to artists who want to convey honesty, truth through their music?
I feel like I've already kind of said some of that, but I think that for a long time I was not creating and not sharing my art because of insecurity and because mean people would tell me things that no one should tell people. And I kind of overcame that. And that was the most important and monumental time in my life when I realized that it doesn't matter what anyone else says. If you have art inside you and if you feel inspired by anything, you should be creating. And it doesn't matter. Like, I mean, for me, my goal isn't to be, it's not about the results. It's more about the fact that as a creator, you have to create, otherwise you die inside. So really, I would tell every single person that feels any need to create and not worry about the results and not worry about anything really, but making the world shine more brightly, because that's how the world shines more brightly, is if people are just being true to what's inside them, as long as they're not like feeling like they want to kill people or something.
As long as it's like a positive thing they're feeling.
As long as they're not like hoping to,
No, I gotcha.
Race or something like that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's, we don't promote anything like that.
Genocide?
Listen, Trump, you know, just listen to what's in your heart, Trump. Okay, maybe someone shouldn't have told him that.
Right. So be authentic to you if you are at least partially enlightened.
I love it. I love this, Jessica. And I want everyone to go visit you online, which, Ross, maybe you could tell everyone where they can find her.
Yes. I can, Lucio. Thank you for giving me permission or something. I don't know.
You see that segue? I don't know. It's so professional.
It's a really bad attempt at a segue.
Well, Ross, maybe you can let her know.
So, really impressed by the fact that you have everything as your name, which makes stuff so easy. So your website is jessicarotter.com. Twitter is at jessicarotter and Facebook is jessicarotter too. Are you on Instagram as well?
Mm-hmm. And that's not my name.
That's not your name.
Ooh. Well then. Oh,
I know.
I take it back.
What's your Instagram?
Jay Boehme, Boheme. It's kind of like one of those, if you find me, you find me. And if you don't, follow my Facebook.
Awesome. Very awesome. And as for me, I'm working on my second solo album, and you can be a part of it at pledgemusic.com/Marcio Novelli. I also recently released my award-winning documentary, Walking Proof, which chronicles the making of my debut solo album, and you can watch that for free at marcionovelli.com/walkingproof. Make sure to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, which are all Marcio Novelli.
I realize I'm the total exception to the rule, because a lot of my stuff doesn't match because I couldn't get it to match. But anyway, I'm working on websites for various artists at the moment, and you can check out my work and my blog at electrickiwi.co.uk. You'll find me on Twitter and Instagram, which are both Electric Kiwi, and Facebook, which sadly is the exception, Electric Kiwi Design.
So bad. This episode was brought to you by Chris Keaton, Buck Naked Soap Company, and Social Surge. All links are in the show notes, so make sure to check them out because they are awesome for supporting the show and making it possible.
And if you'd like to support the show, visit patreon.com/bridgetheatlantic.
This has just been great, Jessica. I'm so glad that Ross turned me on to your music, and you as a person, you're just lovely. You really
Thank
are.
Thank you so much. It was really fun talking with you guys, too.
It's great talking to you. And your album is out April 22nd. So I definitely recommend everyone go and check your music out, buy the album, because everything we've heard so far is amazing. You're awesome. So you deserve all the support. So
thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Bridge the Atlantic. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and leave a rating and review on iTunes.
You can also find us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So connect with us on there and let us know what you think of the show.
Thanks for being awesome, and we'll see you next week.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.